So Phil coaches girls high school basketball.
As he should.
Which, that's what I make fun of him for. When he's talking shit on me, I'm like, Dad, only pedophiles and gay dudes coach girls basketball. Which one are you? He's like, okay, Shane. Okay. Yeah. I was like, maybe you're both. Maybe you're a gay pedophile.
How's he react to that?
He doesn't like it. He gets upset. That's the one thing I can get him on.
Did he win?
No. So funny, dude. His team's good. Like, they're like always.
You went and watched this.
I went to the game.
What a nightmare, dude.
Oh, no.
How close to him were you?
First off, these games are like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
They're so quick, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 5-minute quarters, running clock. Like, it's like no one gives a shit.
Isn't women's basketball like. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
It's high school.
Oh, okay.
I got there. The score was like 16-16 at half. And I was like, oh, shit.
Let's just give them an end zone. Forget the hoop. Just like if you can dribble down to the other person's end zone.
It's
7
tough.
Points.
It's tough, dude. Dribbling up the court is tough. And they fall. They all fall so easily, dude. Everyone just falling on the court the whole time. But it became like hack-a-shack at the end because none of them could make free throws. So they just started fouling each other.
It was
a war of attrition at the end of that.
Were you cheering at all? Who are you rooting
for?
No,
I wasn't cheering, but I was laughing a lot because it was was funny to watch like this gym full of people that were like, that's a fucking foul, like going nuts
over these kids.
Yeah. The Cumberland Valley is like a good team. Like they won this, they were like ranked nationally like number one for a while. Like it's like a.
Holy shit.
They're
good program, but it's funny to go there and see what, like, I would always, like, I mean, laying on the couch while Phil's talking shit, be like, I would drop 60 points easy against those. Your team sucks. I could walk out today and be the best player. And he's like, yeah. He knows, I forget the name of the girl he always says. He's like, she would swat your shit. She would dominate you. I went to the game. After the game, we were sitting at a bar, me and Phil, and I was like, I would fucking kill them. And he was like, yeah, you would. He banked on me never seeing it.
Oh,
once I
God.
Saw it, I was like, I would destroy these
Did
people.
He try to stop you from coming? Was he like,
He held back. But my mom's the one who like makes me go.
What's awesome. The final score?
This one went into overtime. It was a thrilling game. I think it was like
41-40.
They hit a buzzer beater.
Really?
Yeah, the other team hit a buzzer beater and ran out on the court.
Was it just them all below the hoop just throwing it up?
So
or
funny,
what?
Dude. No, No, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
It was like
people getting 70 rebounds. Like, I got, 70 rebounds, 9 points.
Yeah, it was like the Sixers game.
It is funny, like, watching women's bet. Like, anytime they shoot from, like, beyond the arc, the way they have to, like, load up.
Yeah.
You got to touch the ground. You got to touch the ball to the ground and come up.
Yeah, a lot of jumping during free throws. Jump shots from the foul line. It's just pretty funny to see.
Is that illegal?
No.
You just can't cross the line.
Yeah, right? You can shoot that way.
How many dunks?
No dunks.
What?
There were no dunks.
Dude, you stop.
It was tough for me not to revert back to my old ways, though, and hit the concession stand. Be like, Mom, can I get 50 cents? It was hard.
That was my next question.
Get some fun dip.
What was that hitting for? What was the concession stand all about?
Dude, the price to get in the game was $4. Concession, you're sitting at 50 cents for M&Ms, bro. It's a good deal.
You want some?
Also, what I was thinking about the whole time was the kids are not hot.
Really?
It made that whole show, Euphoria, way weirder.
Hmm.
I was sitting there like, good Lord, someone wrote a show about high school kids fucking.
Oh, yeah.
And being like hot sluts. Ew.
Yeah.
Very. When you see a high school kid, you're like, holy shit, these are kids.
They're babies.
It's
dude.
Crazy.
They're babies. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I'm in high school right now. They're literally, they look like little babies.
Yeah.
When you see like grades, middle schoolers, they like look like toddlers.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, the fact that Drizzy Drake's out there producing a show about kids being hot sluts. Like, slow down, bro.
That's fucking weird, dude.
Slow down, dude. Don't make it so obvious.
He's making that.
Damn,
money,
the pitch must have been awesome. Like, yeah, you know how hot high school girls are? He's like, you have my attention.
Go on.
Yeah, it's like put hot college kids in a high school situation. You got a good show.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The show. They
the
cast
show is,
like
yeah,
older
cast
kids.
Oh, right. That's
like,
what they did.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking some real life shit. I was like,
oh, no.
Go on.
Go ahead. You have my attention. You instantly became that guy.
I'm intrigued.
But yeah, the buzzer beater at the end was great.
That's
I was
awesome.
Very excited to throw it in Phil's face. I'm like, York came in here and beat your ass.
They wore you down.
Yeah. I was like, they wanted it more. They just wanted it more. He's like, no, our kids wanted it too. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking awesome. Getting Phil fired up about his basketball team must be the funniest thing to argue about.
Yeah, getting him going about these. I'm like, why don't you coach guys, you fucking weirdo? What is this? I keep making fun of him for being a weirdo.
He's pervert. Like, Shane, come on. Come on, a pervert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he play? Was he a big basketball guy? Did he play?
He played basketball, yeah. Yeah. Until his senior year. Well, he played in high school, and then in college, he just played football.
Oh, fuck. You got to start going to, like, telling him he goes to, like, the adult section at, like, bookstores. Like, magazines.
He's pervert. Calling him a pervert. Calling your dad a pervert is so funny, dude.
I couldn't, dude.
Yeah, it's a fight.
He'd be like, no, seriously, what the fuck's that about?
Yeah, yeah.
Even not like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weirdos and perverts are pretty synonymous.
Yeah, but your dads aren't talking you shit to sleep.
Right.
You know what I mean? True, he's not giving you a lullaby of just talking shit.
He'll talk shit, but like if I ever hit him with like pervert or sexual shit, he's like, whoa, cool.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No, that's Phil's line for sure. He's like, what are you doing? Come on.
Whoa.
Stop. Okay, Shane. That's about it. Okay. All right. Enough. Enough.
Yeah, I watched the thing on it. It was like an NBC news thing. I've been watching my mother-in-law is home, and she watched. Dude, the TV she watches is so funny. It's just the George Stucolo show where they're just kind of like the whole time.
Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
I have no idea.
All
right, George Stephanopoulos.
Maybe.
So he.
George Stucolos. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going on your mother-in-law's TV in a second, but just that's just like that reminds me of like. Geezer talk. Like, my dad will just guess names. he doesn't know your name. He still can't figure out your name. He's like,
bring
you still
up,
down
bring
there with that Chris McCusker? McCluskey? But I was on the phone with him today, and he was talking about his basketball team lost first round in the state playoffs. They scored 4 points at half. At halftime, it was 13-4 at half.
That stings.
He was like, we held them to, I think, 3 points in the second half and got outscored.
Yeah, so they had ice hockey numbers. Yeah,
but he finally reversed. He finally had a good reverse on me because I always make fun of him. I'm like, dude, I would drop 50 on your shitty team.
Yeah.
I would destroy your team.
Definitely would.
So I was like, Dad, the other team had this girl that was 6'3 that just fucked them up.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, I'm 6'3. I would murder your team. He's like, Shane. You got a weird fantasy about playing with high school girls. You need to focus on the road. Because I was driving. It's like, see ya. And hung up.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I was like, Dave, you finally reversed it. Because normally, I just call him a pervert the whole time for being around girls' high school basketball.
Does he know who Bucky Gills is?
I don't know, probably.
Send him a Bucky Gills article.
Who's that?
Bucky Gills. I used to go to his basketball camp. He was the guy who allegedly squirted shampoo on his girls' basketball team in the shower. Yeah.
Oh, so, they were naked in the shower and he came in and was...
I think he was horsing around. He was like, ladies, great playing out there. Maybe it was like a champagne over the shoulder thing. hit him with some Pert Plus. That was the alleged thing, that he was being indecent.
Really indecent.
I think there might have been, don't quote me, I think there might have been butt slaps. Like, get out there, like, smack on the butt.
All right,
that's forgivable.
Sense.
That's sports. But yeah, a little celebratory squirt of Pert Plus.
While they're in the shower, coming in and spraying them?
That's what people were saying.
Soaping them up.
That's what people were saying, dude. He was soaping them up. You can't soap up the squad, dude.
I've been so afraid of my dad fucking soaping up the squad.
Oh, my God.
It would be so embarrassing, dude.
You should send him an article and be like, dude, let it be a cautionary tale.
Yeah, dude. That's Icarus. That's Icarus, dude. Drake is Icarus.
Oh,
he's flying way too close to the sun right
Gibson
now.
Came out.
I was friends with this chubby kid named Herman Hebling.
It's a very chubby name.
It is great. So then my ringtone was Herman Hebling, King of the Wild Outdoors. That's just a song I used to taunt him with. And that was my ringtone.
Did you ever, did you have any like fat families in your like grade school?
Yes, dude. There's some sick fat families. Dude. Fat families are so fucking funny.
We had one like prime fat family. Dude. Yeah. It was so awesome.
We had a fat family and the kid.
We would all go to their house and sit in their basement and be like, oh my God, they're all so fat. Me and my friends would be in there and be like, oh my God, dude. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God, they're so fucking. Oh my God, the brother's fat. They're all fat.
Dude, there was one family of thick boys. It was all boys, and they were meaty. Yeah, and the youngest brother would come to and just destroy concession stands. Of course. You could just watch him destroy.
He would come through a Godzilla. Dude, all you need is like $6 to destroy a concession stand.
Just route the concession stand.
That's not bad. If you're tight, man, you can hit some JV girls games, get like a fucking hot dog for $1.50, a bag of chips for 50 cents.
You get to watch Hot Kids.
And a Gatorade, then watch some Hot Kids scramble.
I mean.
Dude, that was another thing in What Men Want. They're like, they're doing a shoot. The one girl represents a lot of like female athletes, and they're kind of being like, she's like, I'm the best, my numbers are the best. And they're like, yeah, well, you're like fucking with like female athletes. And no, basically being like, no one really gives a fuck. Get like an NBA player. And they're doing a photo shoot, and this like WNBA champion is in the thing, and she's like, I'm not sharing my fucking cover with this person. And it's just, and everyone's sitting there like, okay, yeah. And I'm like, she's like, I have 3 championships. And it's like, dude, nobody fucking cares.
You have 3 WNBA championships?
She's got 3 rings. And it's like, dude, no one. And yet nobody knows. I'm in this movie like, who the fuck is that? And they're like, I got 3 rings. I'm like, must be an NBA like triple champion. Wouldn't know. A WNBA triple champion. So fun. I was watching that. I was like, dude, you guys, that's one people have to come to terms with, where it's like, you know, if I want to see like the best layup in the world, it's like maybe if I'm like a big layup enthusiast, or I can watch guys do like put a ball between your legs and come through and fucking slam it. I mean, it's like uncomparable. It's,
yeah, it really
unbelievable.
Is totally uncomparable. You cannot compare
this. I mean, there's different fights to be fought. It's like, look, you guys fall back off the basketball front. You guys can play hit a fucking razzle dazzle reverse layup from time to time. That's like a reverse layup, dude.
Pretty impressive.
Also, it's fucking you just can't compete, dude. If you got a dunk,
if you have a thick dunk,
dude, you're not getting 40 inches off the fucking ground, dude.
I'm surprised the lady couldn't read the WNBA star's mind. You know what I mean?
True,
she's
dude.
Such a fucking bro. She should have been able to read her mind and be like, what?
I don't think she could read minds at this point.
What if she could read?
She
trans?
Had a fall and hit her head in the
club. What about trans?
They did not tackle that. That would have been, that would have been an unwelcome. That wouldn't have fit the fucking bill.
That whole thing is just ruined. That whole
No, I think when you trans, people can't read your mind after that. Obvious. The lady hit her head in the club, and then she became able to.
Wait,
read
she was
mind.
In the club.
She was in the club, dude.
What was she? Was she doing like what 50 was, like hanging upside down in the music video?
What was that?
Doing pull ups, and then she fell and bumped her head.
No, she got like a potion from Erykah Badu and drank it. And then she went to the club. And then
was Erykah Badu actually the lady who gave her the potion?
Yeah, Erykah Badu was like the psychic.
The witch doctor?
The witch doctor. She showed up and like gave her a potion. And the lady went to the club and then she hit her head.
Oh, she roofied her?
Pretty much, yeah. She roofied her with ecstasy and the lady like fell down and hit her head. And then woke up and like could hear men's thoughts. Pretty tight. It's a good movie. It's good stuff.
Yeah, you liked it?
I liked it. If I watch any movie for 15 minutes, I'm all of a sudden I'm sucked into it, no matter what it is.
Yeah,
dude, I was watching. I had my my niece came over for Friday night. She came
for
over
Ramadan.
For Ramadan, I had my niece over for Ram. And I was watching shows with her, and like, dude, and we're watching a show about like these little girls who play soccer.
Yeah,
and like I now after watching the first episode, I'm like kind of invested in this plot, and I could watch episodes of
Little Girls Soccer.
Yeah, well, they're like it was like a high school team. It's on Amazon, and it was about this like girl who moves to California and has to like whip a soccer team in shape. And like I watched it for 10 minutes, and I was just kind of like the next day I was like, hey, you want to watch the?
Is she Mexican?
No.
White
chick, yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, dude. Now there's some good
some lasses.
No, there's a couple lasses.
March 7th, 8th, and 9th, I'll be with Danny Sodis in Springfield, Mass.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
That'll be
basketball
good time,
Hall
dude.
Of Fame.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's where it all went down.
I'm not going to go. I don't like basketball. I don't support it.
You don't like it as a sport?
No, it's sick.
What do you think is better, basketball or lacrosse?
Basketball by a fucking mile.
Why?
What are you talking about? What do you mean, why?
What are you talking about? I think lacrosse is way better.
I think the numbers
don't
lie.
It's a contact sport.
True. Lacrosse is a contact sport.
Yeah, yeah. You get to hit people with sticks.
Barely.
Well, have you seen me play basketball? I play basketball full
me,
contact.
Me and Matt beat the shit out of some black teens. We played basketball.
They were like 13. Shane backed him down the whole time.
Dude,
I just fed it to Shane in the post. He backed him down. My dad missed fucking 7-footers. It was perfect.
He tripped and fell. Yeah. And the kids were like, oh. I was like, he didn't fucking shake me. I just fell.
Dude, my dad was
unrelated fell.
Yeah. My dad was a huge basketball player, and I sucked at basketball.
Really?
And he hated it.
Yeah, basketball dads can be particularly brutal to their kids.
He hated it, yeah.
I used to ride home with my friend's dad, and he'd be like, that sucked out there. You guys sucked. And I would just drive home like, bro, it's summer league, dude. I don't really. Yeah. First, it was too hot in there.
Yeah.
Second of all, I don't really give a fuck.
I did not want to get subbed in. I was pissed. I was sitting on the bench like, don't fucking put me in.
Yeah, it's like, I'm pissed they won't let me cut my sleeves off, first of all. Dude, when I play summer league ball, I like to cut my sleeves, dude. Fucks with my jumper. I was just like a chubby kid in braces trying to fuck it. I was just a chubby kid in braces trying to like stay away from the ball, dude. Dude, pass me the ball, and I'd be like, I don't want this responsibility, dude. I'd be like, fucking take it.
I can't dribble.
I would dribble once and be like, pick it up. I'm like, oh, fuck, take it. I rebounded hard, though. I was a force under the board.
You're a scrapper, dude.
I was Dennis Rodman.
Did your dad coach you up in football as a kid?
Yeah.
Was that intense, or was it
pretty chill? No, it was never. He was always pretty
chill. He was a football coach?
Yeah, he was around football. He played college.
My dad
supported it. Yeah. I remember the only time he was weird about it. I remember one time I played as a sophomore and I had this game. So I was like, anything I do on the field, I'm like, pretty good that I'm even out here. Then I came home one night and he was like, what did you think of that performance? I was like, I don't know. He was like, what would you grade it? I was like, fucking, for me, a B? I don't know. He was like, nah, I don't know about a B.
Jesus,
I was like, God damn.
Dude, how old were you?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Damn,
dude. And we lost at Steel High, Steelton.
It's Clash of the fucking Titans.
Clash
dude.
Of the fucking black dudes from Steelton versus the honkies from the Catholic school.
So that one mattered to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That mattered to your old man.
Yeah, you know, old white dude, you definitely want to beat the black school.
Yeah, dude.
You also want to beat the shitty. We played Shamokin. We went up in the coal region, played those boys.
You want to beat them up, too?
Yeah, they wanted to beat them. We're like, they hate Catholics. We got to fuck them up. They're all Polish Catholics.
Pagans?
Yeah, they're fucking bikers, dude.
Yeah, the inter-race battles of, like, kids' sports is, like, I don't think it's as prevalent anymore. That was a big deal, dude.
I bet it is. Back, you go to Mechanicsburg.
I played hockey and lacrosse. That was not an issue.
Now it would be like the white moms would just be like primarily cheering for the black team. They'd be like, yeah, come on, guys.
I remember we'd get our, like, they're so fast.
Yay.
We played Harrisburg, and I remember they were fucking killing us. They had a fucking running back with a visor. When we were like little kids, it was like, fuck. They had LaShawn McCoy. They were pretty good. They had LaShawn McCoy. They were good.
Damn.
And I just remember their coach across the fucking field being like, break out the body bags. It was like, dude, we're in fucking seventh grade, you fucking psycho.
Damn, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit talking.
Dude, I'm stuck on, like, now if that happens with, like, like a race battle for kids' sports, especially, like, if you're there and, like, the white team wins, everyone's probably like...
Oh, nowadays?
Everyone's probably like...
It's
kind of awkward.
There's programs for you guys to excel. Maybe this isn't for you guys.
Because remember when we played BKD, it was like, it's probably like kind of like.
Those white parents are probably real. I bet that other sideline's fired up, though.
Oh, it was big
that
time,
black sideline. No, I mean now. I bet that black sideline's ready to fucking go.
For sure, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. But yeah, I remember that must be a weird dynamic now. It must not happen as much.
Those race games?
Yeah, I mean, it's still there. There's still
blacks versus whites.
There's still St. Catherine Drexel.
Yeah, dude. They'll get you.
Yeah.
They'll get you.
I don't know.
Old St.
Catherine. I'm trying to think of the last time.
Well, you played lacrosse. Came close.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I played lacrosse and hockey.
You guys
playing
native teams?
Yeah.
Iroquois Nation? Yeah.
You played Iroquois Nation?
Yeah. Well, I was on like a Team Connecticut, like all-star team. And we played like an Iroquois national team.
How were they?
Beat the piss out of them.
Really?
You guys won?
Oh, yeah.
They were all drunk.
Well, I was going to say, what do you think happened? Why do you think they lost?
Well, I mean,
it was fucking wounded.
Yeah, our parents bought us all the best equipment.
What were they doing? Like, were they like running out of bounds into the woods, like coming back in?
That's great.
We're just elite. We're an elite team.
Did they scream? Did they give you a...
Did they do that? No.
Chris, how dare you?
Of course not.
Did your team do that?
Shane made that noise, by the way.
That's a fair noise to make.
Yeah. No, they didn't do that. I don't think they were like... I think I remember being sort of like underwhelmed. I didn't see like a lot of the long like ponytail things.
Wow, you're bummed. They weren't real.
Yeah, so not a lot of like bald with like ponytail.
They were very white presenting. Oh, so you were kind of dismayed that they didn't have like traditional like super crazy haircuts.
Yeah, you want like to play badass.
True.
Native American. Yeah, with heads instead of the ball. You know what I mean? Like a human head.
What?
Yeah, you know, they used to play.
They never played like that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
They played lacrosse for real, or is that a propaganda?
No, they played. That was the way it was like sold to me. I didn't realize it was like a preppy white boy thing. Like the way it was pitched to me to like get me off of baseball was like fucking Native Americans play. It's like this badass game. I was like, all right, cool. Plus, my dad didn't know the rules, so he couldn't yell at me about shit. Yeah, it was great.
Do you think the first guy, like that first Plymouth Meeting bull that came over in like a frilly turtleneck and some like buckle shoes? Like picked it up and was instantly like super Oof. Sick at lacrosse.
No. The French actually named it.
Yeah, that makes really? Sense. It's yeah. called lacrosse.
Yeah. I think it was like real. You know, it was really disorganized at the time. You know,
who invented cradling the ball? You think the natives did that?
I think that was like I think white people came up with that.
Cradling.
Natives were like, yeah, you have to pass it. We're like, man, I'm gonna run. I can just run with it. Fuck you guys. That's not the rule book. It's like we have language.
That was the first person who hit another person with a lacrosse stick.
That was developed at Choate Academy or whatever.
Yeah, they signed a treaty before Taft. The game. They're like, no hitting with sticks, and the white people were like, okay, it's a good treaty. Right away, just fucking nailing them. Yeah, they played it in Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah. I
remember that.
They played Lax. Yeah.
They played a little Lax.
Great movie.
What were their sticks constructed out of?
It was just like
sticks.
Brian?
Yeah. It was just like a stick and like, you know, other sticks making like a little like
what was the ball?
Cup.
A rock?
I think it was like a piece of like hide or something like that. Might have been a rock. Yeah, they had like, they would probably have a couple balls going at a time. They'd have like knife fights and shit in the middle of it. It was like war. Yeah, it was crazy.
The team you played?
Yeah, no, this is crazy.
Damn, I wouldn't come on a podcast and say Native Americans stab each other like that.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't do that.
Well, apparently that was like the Native American way of life. It was all centered around killing buffalo and fighting other people. It was two activities. That was all you did. Every single thing revolved around, like, it was like a really simplistic, enjoyable life where you were just like, everything was ready for the fight or the hunt, and that was it.
I don't know.
I think they
not
like
a bad way.
No, it just depends where.
True.
You know, it's one not like them. The fucking Seminoles.
Sure.
In Florida were out there killing buffalo, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think life was that good. I think they like.
It was pretty horrible. You're a constant war, and you had no medical
living
technology.
You're living in the woods.
But
yeah.
It was probably kind of sick.
Yeah.
There was like I would say your 18th, the year 16 to like I'm gonna say 15 to 18, worth it. I would say.
Yeah, you were living in just a pure magic world.
Killing people?
You didn't know. You didn't know.
Tripping all the time?
There was no science. You were just like, where the fuck are we, dude? This is wild.
Yeah, everything's confusing and scary.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah.
Well, you had to do like an initiation rite, and they're like, all right, dude, you're a fucking warrior now.
Yeah, go out in the woods for 5 days
and
come back.
You're sick with a bow?
Yeah.
I wonder if they weren't that good. Cool. They're probably pretty fucking good.
Yeah, they're definitely good. Yeah, but you know what's better is guns.
Turns out.
It'd also be fucking badass to be just a fucking white man. Showing up and be like, fucking chill, you guys. Give me all
it's
your
just
stuff.
Your presence makes them sick.
Yeah. Like, I am death, dude.
Yeah.
Give
like, that was definitely Europeans' things. Like, they were like so filthy. Europe was like dirty and so filthy for so long. We just like racked up the sickest immune systems.
Yeah.
And just came by and was like,
bleh. Yeah. And we, the whole time, we're just covered in filth. We didn't even notice. Yeah.
Well, we sent our like poorest and sickest from England.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, dude. The people who made the trek were supposed to, like, come here, die, till the earth, and then fertilize it with their dead bodies.
What the
that
fuck
was
are you talking about?
They